Wise boys, tonight was a little frustrating for you as you started out the game strong, and Marauders couldn't find their wheel. A lot of trips down, and then they got their run, and it is there's runs for both teams in every game, right? What I did see was there was some a lot of open access on the left side in that first half for the Marauders that happened a few times. What happened there?
Well, we're in some different coverages that we probably made four or five mistakes on, and you know, it seemed like they capitalized on every mistake that we made, and you know, that's a big part of the game. Can you capitalize? Can you make your open shots? And you know, they were able to do that.
Your pregame, you talked about how important, how critical that three-point shot is in a game. That's what helped Marauders come back.
Yeah, it really is. It's an equalizer. You know, it's 3 points in a possession. And anytime you're over 1 point in a possession, you're doing pretty good. And if you can knock down a three, that just shows you how valuable it really is. And it's one of those things that we haven't been very good at all this year. And I was thinking, you know, going in there, that would be one of our strengths. But for whatever reason, it hasn't been. I haven't looked at the final stats yet, but I felt like we shot it okay in the first half. Nick hit a couple in the second half. I think Griff might have hit one, but we couldn't get the big one. You know, I felt like we had a couple wide open ones in the second half. They're late, too, that we could not knock down. That would have, you know, tied it up, I think, twice. And but we didn't get it.
Was that does that change your game at all when you start out like that? I think you guys had a 15-point run, and they were still sitting at zero.
Mm-hmm.
How do you capitalize on that?
Yeah, you just play. I mean, it's a 40-minute game. There's no magic to it. I think we're up 8-0 and 11-2, and but yeah, it's a game of runs. There's no stopping the game after 3 minutes or anything like that. It's you know, a process that you go through throughout the 40 minutes, and you know, they were the better team tonight.
Seemed like Derek Thompson and Cody Landwehr just couldn't get her going. They had some moments there. Is it important for them to get a hot start?
Yeah, that's the strength of our team right now. We've decided to play with a big lineup, and you know, Cody and Derek have to be able to work well together. It's not easy, I don't think, in this day and age to play with two big guys. But we're trying to do it, and you know, if they're dominant inside, it's got to free things up for the perimeter, and we got to be able to knock those shots down.
There's a lot of buckets that went around the rim and then went back out.
Yeah.
There's nothing you could do about that. That's how it falls. So what do you do for tomorrow? Tomorrow afternoon, same team.
I mean, not too much different. We know each other pretty well. I mean, some of the things that we like to clean up is, you know, even at halftime, we had three more turnovers than them, and they had six more offensive rebounds. So that's nine possessions that we just gave them. And you can't give a team nine possessions more than what you have and expect to be successful. And, you know, it's a lot of little things that go into winning, and it's usually not the things that the fans see. It's a lot of little things, and we got to make sure we're doing really well at them. You know, last year we had probably four or five games the whole year where we scored under 70 points. This year, you know, we've had five or six games already, and we've only played seven games. And so we've got to make sure that we're continuing to grind to figure out ways to score and knock down some more perimeter shots.
Seems like you guys were an evenly matched team for tonight's competition here for this weekend. So we could expect more tomorrow.
I hope so.
Coach, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.